A TV holiday classic turns 50 this year. A real heartwarmer about someone as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas airs tonight on NBC. And NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the cartoon's endurance only highlights how hard it is to make a truly excellent Christmas special.
You know it from the first few notes of Thurl Ravenscroft's barrel-chested performance. This is a Christmas classic.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Okay, so it might seem a little weird to call a 26-minute cartoon about a green guy who learns not to steal Christmas presents a holiday classic, but The Grinch, which debuted on December 18, 1966, did everything right. It had a great pedigree. Seuss mastermind Theodore Geisel worked with legendary Warner Brothers animator Chuck Jones. It had a cheeky story that appealed to kids and grown-ups. And it had a kitschy narrator, horror movie king Boris Karloff.
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do.
So why can't modern Christmas TV specials make this kind of magic happen too? Yeah, there are animated specials with modern cartoon characters like the Toy Story crew or a certain green ogre.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring."
"What? Merry Christmas, man!"
But those bits come off more like crafty moments of corporate synergy than a special holiday treat. I was encouraged when I heard Disney had a new holiday special planned this year.
Disney lights up the most magical castles on Earth in a new holiday tradition for
But then I heard this.
And during the show, don't miss an exclusive look at Rogue One, a Star Wars story, in theaters December 16th.
That essentially turned the special into a giant commercial for a Disney-owned movie franchise. Even new Christmas specials that are supposed to be lame aren't quite lame in the way they intended. Like Bill Murray's Netflix special, A Very Murray Christmas, which featured a character named Bill Murray trying to talk showbiz pal Chris Rock into doing a Christmas special with him.
So you're doing a live special in the middle of the biggest blizzard of the year. That is so you, Bill. That is so you.
But now you're here.
Yeah.
And it's us.
No.
That's not lame in an ironic way. It's just kind of lame. At least Empire stars Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard had the good sense to bring on singers like Patti LaBelle and John Legend for their white-hot holiday special last year on Fox.
You better watch out, watch, you better not cry, you better not melt, I'm telling you why.
The singing helped distract from awkward dialogue between Howard and Henson that kind of felt like an update of lines from an old Sonny and Cher special.
Why the long face, Santa?
Because I never get what I want.
Well, why not? What are you doing?
I was always a good kid, you know.
That's impossible.
No, I was a good kid. I didn't say nothing about being a good adult. Oh. I was a good kid.
Henson's doing the special by herself next month. Perhaps the holiday was a little too hot for two stars to share. As a critic, I've always been drawn to the Christmas specials that have a little unexpected absurdity. Whether it's David Bowie and Bing Crosby crooning a mashup of Peace on Earth and the Little Drummer Boy on a Crosby TV special.
Peace on Earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Or Hermie, the toy-making elf who really wants to be a dentist in the stop-motion animation classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all. What? You don't like to make toys?
No.
Ultimately, the best holiday specials have a unique balance of nostalgia, surprise, creativity, and holiday spirit. Pulling all that off in a one-time TV event takes a Christmas miracle, which may explain why we see so few great ones on TV after all. I'm Eric Deggan.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum.